Unit 4. Reading. Space tourists.
Most people enjoy travelling. Perhaps to an exciting city, a beautiful town in the countryside, or a relaxing beach in a foreign country. But what about going on a trip to a different planet? You can't buy a package holiday to the moon or Mars yet, but there are videos and photos of space tourists showing us their amazing trips to the International Space Station, ISS. American Dennis Tito was the first ever space tourist in 2001. Then, over the next 8 years, there were five other lucky space tourists. There was South African Mark Shuttleworth in 2002 and American Gregory Olson in 2005. Then, the first female space tourist was Iranian Anousheh Ansari in 2006. Hungarian Charles Simonyi was so excited about space that he was there twice, in 2007 and 2009. American Richard Garriott was finally in space in 2008. For him, it really was the trip of a lifetime. As a young boy, Richard Garriott was similar to other children, with a dream of being an astronaut. NASA was only a few miles away from his home in the US, and his dad was an astronaut. However, Richard's eyesight was bad. He couldn't see well without glasses. Good eyesight is important for an astronaut. But Richard was determined to find another way to travel into space. As an adult, Richard was lucky enough to work in something else he was excited about: video games. He was very successful, and after a long time, he was able to earn enough money to travel into space on the Soyuz spacecraft. The ticket for the trip to space was $30 million. After 2 years of training and 30 years of waiting, on the 12th of October 2008, Richard was on a spaceship with the American NASA astronaut Michael Fink and the Russian cosmonaut Yuri Lonchakov. They were in space for 12 fantastic days. On the ISS, there were lots of experiments to do, so Richard was like a normal astronaut. One experiment for NASA was to study the effect of space travel on people with his eye problem. Another experiment was for a Japanese watch company. Richard was the first person to travel into space with a special low-gravity watch. Now, Richard gives talks about his trip and explains to people how looking at the Earth from space gives you a new way of seeing our world. From space, you can see how humans are changing the planet. Richard's next dream is to move to Mars with his family.